our Drama on Three, part of the BBC Arts Lights Up Festival, is the radio debut of The Fisherman. This critically acclaimed theatre production by New Perspectives stars Valentine Olukoga, named the Best Actor at the Black British Theatre Awards 2020. Adapted by Bolahan Obishesan from the Man Booker shortlisted novel of the same name by Chigozie Obioma, The Fisherman is a powerful story of vengeance, fate and four young Nigerian brothers. The novelist Chigozie Obioma and the New Perspectives artistic director Jack McNamara introduced the drama exploring the process from page to stage.
My name is Chigozie Obioma. I'm a writer from Nigeria. I wrote the novel The Fisherman, which was published in 2015.
My name is Jack McNamara. I am the artistic director of New Perspectives Theatre Company based in Nottingham and also the director of The Fisherman.
I came from a very unusual and crowded home of very many children. So one thing I started to discover was that in absence, I kind of felt a different way about my brothers and sisters. One evening, my dad called me and he began to tell me about the increasing and surprising closeness of my oldest siblings, who were two boys. When they were children, they had this very bad rivalry and they would fight. So I started to think in the aftermath of that phone call, what does it even mean, you know, to have this bond with your sibling? And these questions just started to breed different answers. So that was really where the idea for the novel came. So, okay, what is it that can destroy the bond between brothers? And, you know, I just had this image of these four brothers.
When I first read The Fisherman, quite early on, I felt that there was a play in there, even though the book itself isn't constructed like a play. It's a big family drama on the page. But I just had an instinct that there was something theatrical innate within it. I think that was really to do with the two brothers who were left at the end of this story and imagining what that conversation would have to be like. And interestingly, the book ends with that encounter. And for me, that felt like a really exciting starting point.
Obviously, it's the same story, but something has fundamentally changed about the structure of the narrative. That was something that surprised me. But then I had even a bigger surprise when I saw the stage play, which happened to have been the actual first live theater that I ever saw outside of primary school.
The main thing in changing this from a stage production to a radio production is really in being able to play with what's possible on the ear and on the imagination in a whole different way. For radio, a very kind of haunting, multi-layered drama that made use of what the stage play does, which is activating the imagination and playing with this line of reality and performed reality.
When I write, I do often think of sound, of the sound of a place. Being able to capture the atmosphere of a place is integral to creating a kind of a holistic drama, as I often hope to create. And The Fisherman itself is a very place novel, even though it is obviously a family drama. I like to say that of all the characters, there is one really true character, someone who is true to life, which was not a figment of my imagination. And that is Akure. That is the place, that city.
I knew when I decided that we were going to adapt this piece of work that Bolahan Obisession was the person that I wanted to do it. A great writer, but also a great director and actor. And having someone who had a knowledge of the stage in every way like him was only going to be a good thing. Bolahan had such an innate knowledge of the place, an innate knowledge of the language, of the phrasing. He was able to give that to audiences in such a beautiful way. And seeing this play performed, particularly in front of Nigerian audiences, the appreciation of the exactness of the language and of the phrases, something that really only he could have done. The play begins with Ben, and in a way, Ben is the central figure of this play. He is the person holding in the story, who's unable to face it, to speak about it. And the arrival of his brother Obembe is the catalyst that opens him up and allows the story to take place.
in the city of Akure, a young man sits by a river, humming to himself. Unaware, he is being watched.
Iyogogo, iyogo, iyogogo, iyogogo, iyogo, iyogogo. Kanje neka bishop na faiva kola. Iyogogo, iyogo. Iyogogo.
What? This is the place.
Umiala, water splits.
It certainly does.
The cursed river. Hey, I bought a gift.
Like a peace offering? I can't see it.
It's wrapped. It's what you do with a gift.
What is it?
It's rude to ask. And anyway, it's not for you. That's why I came here.
Of all places.
Still as eerie as I remember. We were fishermen.
We were fishermen.
We are fishermen. 8 years ago.
Has it really been that long?
I counted every single day since I left.
Did you really?
It's good to see you, brother.
I have dreamt.
What? What did you dream?
A different meeting. I imagine you also
had nightmares
of all the things I suffered for.
We all suffered.
You disappeared.
I suffered too.
The fact I'm alive is a miracle.
But you did it.
Once you get caught for a crime, you sort of don't have a choice.
Unless you run.
With a guilty conscience?
Or a sore neck from constantly looking over my shoulder.
If you don't do the time,
you always be followed by the crime. How are mommy and daddy?
You see,
you resent me.
I don't know. I haven't made up my mind.
So you want to torment me?
If it helps.
I don't see how that...
Of course you don't.
What is that supposed to mean?
Why are you here?
I needed to come.
Why?
I bought a gift.
And so what?
Okay, so I haven't thought it through.
What is the point in talking to you anyways?
What do you want to hear?
Could we have stopped it? Changed it? Everything?
How? It was impossible.
You don't know that.
It was prophesied.
The things that happened were
inevitable.
Incidental.
You are in denial.
I know what happened.
So do I. You think you are the only one affected. I'm affected. So was mommy and daddy. So was our
Map
brother.
Map of dreams.
Father's ascribed occupation for us. I almost forgot about that.
I was going to become a professor.
That's not what you wanted to be.
You were supposed to be the family doctor. Brother Boja a lawyer and Ikenna
a pilot. We all wanted to be the family pilots.
Yes, but no one, not even daddy, knew what I really wanted to be.
A veterinarian.
So you remember?
Only because I looked it up in the Britannica Encyclopedia. I have the facts stored up in my head.
Which facts do you have?
I remember a lot of things I'm sure you have forgotten.
Try me.
Okay. Why did we become fishermen?
That's easy.
So, what's the answer?
Because we stopped playing football.
But why did we stop playing football?
We weren't very good.
Did we play regularly?
Only when daddy was not around.
Okay, but why?
Because academics are more valuable than sportsmen.
It's a lie.
Argue that with daddy.
Okay, okay.
But when did the games stop?
Now you're speaking in riddles.
So you don't remember the letter?
There are 26 in the alphabet. Which one specifically?
The one daddy received from Yola.
Did you read it?
Of course not. It was daddy's letter now.
So why are we talking about this letter?
So you don't remember?
What kind of a job takes him?
Hello, 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 please. Omi does not sound like that. And her mannerisms are a bit more considered.
It's how I remember her.
What kind of a job takes a man away from
okay,
his...
Okay, 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 okay. Maybe drop your hip more,
please,
Abby.
It's in the voice, okay? I have a voice. Leave me alone. What kind of a job takes a man away from his family?
It's the bank. Do you want them to stop employing me?
Wow.
What?
That was quite scary. You sound exactly like daddy.
Well, he shouted at me enough, eh?
That's true.
Can you even remember what mommy said?
Of course I do. But why are you being transferred? They know you have a wife and children. Children I can't raise by myself.
And with the transfer comes a different pay grade, eh? And we can raise the children more securely.
And so what? They can't pay you for doing the same job here in Akure?
Nigeria is a big country with expanding infrastructures. The Central Bank of Nigeria is part of that expansion.
So will your children expand? Especially while their father is away?
Abba.
Green boys, Emeka.
And with school fees. And not to mention clothes, food and rent for the roof above our heads. Eh?
Ooh. And all of that responsibility, it falls upon you, does it? Whether you like to admit it or not, I work just as hard as you.
You run a fresh food store.
A very reliable one, which requires a lot of due diligence into unsociable hours. On top of that, making sure this house does not burn down, literally instilling respect and helpfulness into our children. But the rest is your portion.
I will speak to the boys, eh? And they will deliver on my portion.
Mommy and daddy.
So funny. Then you are 8.
I was 9. And you were 10. Boja was
13.
So Ikenna was
14. Wait, we were all in the room when father came in.
Benjamin.
Yes, sir.
Obembe.
Yes, sir.
Boja.
Yes, sir.
Ikenna.
Yes, sir.
Your mother and I have decided I will start living in Yola from this day onwards.
Yola? Where is that, daddy? Is it overseas?
It's still here in Nigeria, Ben. In the central far east, quite close to Cameroon. Now, listen. I came in to tell you. I don't want you boys to give your mother any troubles whatsoever. I will call her regularly, and if I hear any disappointing news, I mean any funny business at all, I will give you the gidam for them. Now take this money.
I wanted it to be proper bribe.
Big money. But it was just our pocket money.
That allowance money was small, sha. Considering how long daddy was away, even Ikenna and Boja just got one more note each than us. It was that letter that sent daddy away, which meant we had more freedom.
Poor mommy, eh?
Emma, remember, you have crying boys here.
Hey, let me show you my gift.
Ha! A football.
Look.
Atlanta 1996? Olympic Games?
It was beautiful.
Boja always prayed for the ball.
Hey, I remember.
Father Lord Jesus. This football will not be the instrument of victim of destruction. It will avoid windows, crippled old men, or pinballing off the head of an unsuspecting passerby.
Amen. He cannot play so skillfully, eh? Dribbling with the inventiveness of JJ Okocha.
I was a goalkeeping daredevil like Rene Higuita.
Now you're just making up names.
He was the Colombian Superman now. Who made the Scorpion save against England in 1995? Oh, sir.
Yes, I remember that.
I was like a cat.
Obembe Higu cat.
Hey, I like that. You should have called me that.
Hey,
Borja was way more defensive than skillful.
Mainly lashing the ball as far as he could, for fear of being labelled an ineffective defender by Ikenna.
I was always made the water and fetch boy. But I remember, I could not collect the ball.
That's because Borja made a rugby clearance. Oof. Borja, look at what your oversized foot has done. Were you aiming for the sun?
Sorry, Ikenna. I just wanted to scatter the attack.
That backyard is impenetrable. It belongs to the medical doctor. And when they build fences like this, he's some sort of errand boy for the Oyinbo government. White government.
That ball is gone for sure.
Sorry, Ikenna.
Idiot.
Ah, let go of my ear.
I'm tired of this. Last time I played football.
Okay, so then we became fishermen.
It was at the end of January.
January 18th, 1996.
Clever clogs.
That one's easy now. Boja's 14th birthday. For 1 month, Boja will be the same age as Ikenna until Ikenna turned 15. Then they were no longer age mates and Ikenna was the eldest again.
Ikenna booked the hooked fishing lines from our friend Solomon.
Solomon, Mr. Pigeon.
Yes.
Oh boy, it's a thrilling experience. So, my guy, you go catch fish and sell for market. Is all I need.
Ikenna really wanted to fish so that maybe we could get another yoyodon for our empty fish bowl.
Symphysodon. It was a discus fish of the Symphysodon species.
I named it yoyodon. Daddy agreed.
That's because you could not pronounce Symphysodon.
Yoyodon is a better name.
Whatever.
Ikenna was always so serious.
Our fishing lines must be handled with pride and protection. Boja, on these iron hooks, we will set the baits for our fishes.
Fish.
Fishes.
Fish.
We will catch more than one fish, idiot.
Okay, okay,
but don't go far. A father will obliterate me from existence if anything happens to any of you. Ben, Obembe. Keep watch.
Every day we went fishing. You and I, always keeping watch.
Until one day, it all stopped.
Borja and Ikenna were fishing when...
There are a lot of flies around the river today.
Maybe there's a dead body part floating nearby.
Why would you say such a thing?
Everybody knows Omiala is a coarse river now.
But it has good fish.
That's because we don't reveal to the market traders where the catch has come from.
That's just good business. You protect your source from market competition.
So we shouldn't mention the mutilated body of the woman found?
Anyone who knows this town will tell you that this is a pure river that has served the town with pure water. People worshipped it for that before the Oyinbos came with their European Bible.
I have one on the line.
Hey,
it's a big one. I can't control it.
Yes, you can. Don't pull it. Let it wriggle.
It's wriggling. Oh.
Let it. And when it wriggles towards you, take up the slack. Like I thought you really did. Come on. You're doing it. You see it's coming?
It's a big one. Oh.
Oh, Ben, grab the net. It's very jumpy. Oh.
Because the nose is not heavy.
That's all you want. Fight or you win. We have caught you. You cannot escape. And we caught you. You certainly can't escape. We the fishermen have caught you.
Oh no, it's Mama Yabo. What's she doing here?
What is this? Why were you shouting like a pack of drunks? Eh? Don't you know that the house of God is just on the other side? Don't you have any respect for God, eh?
We are sorry, Ma. But we will refrain from shouting.
What are you fishing from this river? Eh? Tadpoles, why don't you all go home?
But we already said we are sorry.
You boys are not supposed to play by the river. Eh? Haven't you heard the government ban people from coming here? Oh, kids of this generation, oh.
Elders of this generation,
It's your parents I pity. I know you'll be sorry if they found you come here. Lucy.
Adults are too judgmental.
Or just mental.
Be quiet, Bojan.
Ikenna, what are you doing?
Obembe, pack up the lines. Ben, pick up the cans and the rest of the bait.
Now? Isn't it too early? We haven't even...
I want to study. I'm a student, not a fisherman.
Is this because of Mama Iyabo? Or is this because of the time that you met Abulu?
Ikenna. Ikenna. You will swim in a river of red.
Stop it!
Did I not tell you? Abulu is just a crazy madman. Anyway, you need a blood sacrifice from an animal for a prophecy to come true. Are we seriously not coming back?
You will see that Mama Iyabo will tell Mommy.
You don't know that. She's just a lonely widow.
A widow? That when her husband died, Mommy was her main helper. She's forever indebted to Mommy. Ben! Obembe, hurry up!
I remember saying I would rather the sun fall down and scorch us alive on earth than for Daddy to find out.
I remember. We didn't go fishing the next day,
or the day after,
or the day after, the day after, the day after that.
Yes, for a long time, yes, no fishing.
We would just sit in our rooms
and wait for Mommy to return.
I remember her words.
You don't deserve to eat anything from this house. Go and eat the fish you caught from your dangerous river and be stopped by it. I will tell Daddy. Oh, I will tell Daddy what you have done. I'm certain when he hears it, he will leave everything else and return here. I know him. I know my Emma. You will see. You think I would have ceased to exist if something bad would have happened to you? Eh? If you would have drowned in that river? I will not cease to live because you chose to harm yourselves. No, Amiko. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 17. The eye that mocks a father, that scorns an aged mother, oh, will be plucked out by the ravens of the valley, will be eaten by the vultures.
We are sorry, Mama. We were not thinking. I understand you are angry with us, but please do not tell Daddy. We realize the river has nothing for us.
Oh, baby. You should have thought about that before your transgression.
You will not do anything wrong again, Mommy.
Tell it to your father.
Daddy was watching the news and complaining as usual.
Can you imagine? The first president of this so-called great Nigerian nation toiling towards his demise, watching a country he strives to unify, still marginalizing us Igbos, his own people still struggling for equality after the disastrous Biafra. Abacha is an ignoramus. The British knew they were creating a monster.
Dean, there's something I need to tell you.
I'm all ears.
Dean, your sons, Ikenna, Bodja, Obembe, Benjamin, they have done the worst, the very unimaginable worst.
And what have they done?
Dean, do you know Mama Iyabo, Yusuf's wife, the one selling groundnut?
Yes, I know why. Go straight to what they did, my friend.
Hey, please, let me land. Dean, that woman was selling groundnuts to that old priest of the Celestial Church close to the Omiala when the boys emerged from the path leading towards the river. She recognized them at once.
Adaku, that dangerous river. Under a curfew, where even adults are known to have disappeared.
It's your son she saw there.
Gracious me. So you really mean it was my boys?
They are all inside. Just ask them for yourself. To think they actually bought fishing equipment, hooks, lines, sinkers, with the pocket money you gave them.
Ah! Gracious me! Implicating me in their treachery? How long did they do this? Am I talking to myself? You are not deaf and mute.
3 weeks.
Good gracious, Adaku. 3 weeks. With you under the same roof. Ah. Ikenna! Ikenna! Boja! Obebe! Benjamin! Ikenna!
Yes, sir.
Now, I suppose you heard what your mother told me. Is it true, Ikenna?
It is true, sir. Oh.
I sweat and suffer to send you to school to receive a good Western education as civilized men. But instead, you chose to be fishermen. Fishermen! 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 He cannot be for nothing! Spread for me. Kia kia! Spread!
Ikenna received 20 hard blows.
Boja counted 15.
You and I received 80 apiece. He used the cowhide kobokos from the meat roasting my lamb. That one was very painful. Ah.
I remember what Daddy said afterwards.
No one wants to beat their children. Now, even though what you did was wrong, it reflected that you have the courage to indulge in something adventurous. Eh? Such adventurous spirit is spirit of men. So, from now on, I want you to channel that spirit into something more fruitful. I want you to be a different kind of fisherman. Not the kind of fisherman that fish at a river like Omiala, but fishermen of the mind, go-getters, children who would dip their hand into rivers and seize oceans of this life and become successful, become doctors, professors, lawyers, pilots, juggernauts. Boja, Ikenna, are you following?
Yes, sir.
Menacing, unstoppable fishermen. Menacing, unstoppable fishermen. Fishermen of dreams. You will now recite an anthem. We trail behind our lines.
We trail behind our lines.
Hook, lines, and sinkers.
Hook, lines, and sinkers.
We are fishermen.
We are fishermen.
We are fishermen.
We are fishermen.
Ikenna, do you know why I flogged you the most?
Yes.
Why?
Because I am the firstborn, their leader.
Good. Bear that in mind. From now on, before you take any action, look at them. They do whatever you do. So, Ikenna, don't lead your brothers astray.
Yes, Daddy.
Guide them well.
Yes, Daddy.
Lead them well. Do you hear?
I hear, sir.
Ikenna changed after that beating. Remember what he asked us to do?
We must punish Mama Yabo. She told on us, and I will have my pound of flesh. You must all help me, because you caused us to get caught. So you must all come up with ideas of how to punish her.
And that way, she will know she cannot mess with us and go scot-free. Who has any ideas?
I have one, Boja.
Ben, what do you have to say?
Okay. Well, you know, Mama Yabo, she has a lot of chickens. Mm-hmm. So I'm suggesting that we should catch one and behead it.
Oh boy. Yeah, that is really fatal.
Yes.
Penny boy.
Yes.
Great idea.
Thank you. Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Let's go. They are everywhere. Just pecking their way through the dry grass. Let's not waste any time. We must be quick.
Don't let it go.
That's my boy. That's my boy.
Where's the knife?
I have it. Show me.
He's twitching.
Look at my hands. Full of blood.
Shall I throw it over her fence?
On the count of three.
Okay. One, two, three.
Michato.
Ben, what's wrong? You look sad.
We could have stopped it.
How?
We took part in it. The sacrifice. You need a blood sacrifice of an animal for a prophecy to come true. And we didn't stop it.
No. Ikenna was already changing by then.
I know.
For 2 days afterwards, we didn't even see him. Remember, no one, not even Boja, who shared his room, could enter. I remember Boja banging on his door.
Ikenna, let me in. Ikenna, this has to stop. This cannot continue. Ever since we come back from Mama Iyabo's place, you've been going crazy. To be so righteous, to expel me from my own room. The room Mommy and Daddy gave the both of us. Mosquitoes nearly killed me last night. I hate you for this.
You hate me, Boja. I know it. I have only been foolish all this while. I dreamed of you chasing me with a knife.
What has that got to do with anything, Ikenna?
I knew Abulu saw that vision that you were the fisherman he was talking about. Nobody else. That's why I'm not surprised when you now confess to me that you hate me. You always have. But you will not succeed.
Abulu the madman?
Ikenna! Come on, Ikenna. Be serious. You're not serious.
Ben, does Mommy still make eba and ogbono soup?
You always remember food.
I like food. And Mommy's was the best.
I don't want to think about food right now.
Hey, brother, you mustn't deprive yourself of the pleasures of life.
Some things just don't taste the same after. Okay?
Okay.
I loved it when she called me king. I would go soft and give in to her request.
Well, you were supposed to stay strong and not say anything about Abulu, like Ikenna told us. Just spilled the secret, like a broken calabash.
It was mommy, our mother, the mother of all mothers. What was I meant to do? She came into our room that night.
Wake up! Hey, wake up! It's me, do you hear me?
Yes, mama.
I want to ask the both of you something. Listen, I want you to tell me, what caused this rift between Borja and Ikenna? I'm sure the both of you know something, and I want you to tell me quick.
I don't know, mama.
Tell me what happened between your brothers. Did they have a fight?
No.
Tell me now. What happened? My prince. Oh, baby. Igwe, my king. Tell me now, Biko.
It began the day we met Abulu at Omiala.
Abulu? The madman? Chineke?
Mommy, not so loud.
Tell me at once what happened when you met him. Do you hear me? Obembe, I'm saying it for the last time. Tell me what happened at that river.
The four of us had just completed a fishing session at the river and were walking home when we saw him.
Look, Ikenna, a dead man.
That is not a dead man. He must be a madman. That is how madmans behave.
Ikenna is right. That is Abulu, the vision-seeing madman. It's him for sure.
Borja, you see him?
I see him. Look, he is moving.
Let's not talk to him. He mustn't see us. Let us go, quick,
no,
quick.
No. We should rattle him a bit, just one time.
No, are you mad? Don't you know this man is evil? Don't you know him?
We shouldn't just live like that now. We should frighten him a bit. It will be fun. I will throw some peanuts at him.
Stop!
Abulu! Abulu! Hey. He's looking at us.
Let us go.
What is he laughing at? Look at the madman crawling like a crab. He knows your name.
Yeah.
away. Bye bye, Abulu.
Bye bye. Bye bye, Abulu.
Did any of you hear what he said?
You will swim in a river of bread, but shall never.
Obembe! Obembe! Did you hear what he said when the plane flew over?
He said a fisherman will kill you, Ike.
Are you sure? How did he say it?
He said, Ikena, you shall die by the hands of a fisherman.
Obembe!
Sorry.
He saw a vision. That one of you will kill me.
None of us want to kill you, Ike.
You did not say that to him, Obembe.
I distinctly remember my own words.
None of us said anything after Ikenna accused us.
Ben, the night it happened, I had a dream. We were in our grandparents' village in Igbo land. You know the old Biafra bridge to help families escape to Cameroon. Well, the four of us were playing football and Boja took a big kick and cleared the ball onto the bridge. Held together with wooden slats, rope, metal hooks and no handrail for support. The river underneath was embedded with many rocks and stones. Ikenna, without thinking, quickly ran onto the bridge to collect the ball. And as he made his way towards us, the binding snapped. And Ikenna lost his footing. He was still falling when I was woken by you shouting.
Wake up, they are fighting!
What? Who?
Ikenna and Boja. It is a serious fight. Listen, listen.
Beat you, let go of me, you madman. No pain. You want like an old woman. Beg for mercy.
Obe, it is fierce. We need to get another to separate them.
Mr. Bode, the motor mechanic. Come, let's go, quick. Good afternoon, sir.
Obembe, Benjamin, how are you? Why are you breathless?
Our brothers are fighting, sir.
They are bleeding. Ejenyeti Kwoju.
Too much blood. Please, come and help.
What kind of thing is this? Why are they fighting?
We don't know, sir.
We need an adult to stop them.
They're too strong for us.
They will only listen to you.
Must I run barefoot?
Please, Mr. Bode.
Please, come. Let's go.
Okay, I'll come.
Where have they gone?
Right here in the backyard is where we left them. Here, they were fighting here. See blood in the dirt.
Oh, let's go back inside the house to check if they stop
Boja!
Fighting.
Ikenna!
Our brother, Ikenna, was facing the radiator. Eyes wide open and fixed into one place. The wooden end of Mommy's kitchen knife was sticking out of his neck. The floor was drenched in his blood. River of Red. It came true.
Neighbors tried to comfort us with words. Do not weep. It will be well.
I heard Mommy make a phone call to Daddy a few hours after Ikenna was found.
Amen. Ikenna!
I had never heard a sound like that from Mommy.
Daddy returned with all of his things with no intention of leaving again.
The funeral came so quick. 4 days. Pastor Collins made us all cry.
We pray that you forgive and receive his soul into your kingdom. We know that in the same way you gave, you have taken. And we are challenged with the fortitude to bear the loss. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For we know it is all in your plan. And you have heard us.
I changed after Ikenna's funeral.
You were planning something. I could tell.
You couldn't tell.
I saw you kneeling in Mommy's tomato garden. You swore at God. You condemned God and renounced your faith.
It wasn't fair. We were cheated. It made no sense.
There were signs placed all over the street. Borja Agu, 14, was last seen at his house. 21 Ororomi Street, High School Road, Akure, August 4th, 1996. Wearing a faded blue t-shirt with an image of Bahamas Beach. Please, if seen, kindly report to your nearest police station. I remember, I went with Daddy.
Can you identify yourself, sir?
I'm Mr. James Agu, staff member of the Central Bank of Nigeria.
Ah, so you are the father of those boys. Sorry for that, sir. Mr. Agu, I regret to say we are yet to have word on the location of your son. But we have been making progress. We questioned someone in your neighborhood who confirms she saw the boy cross the street that afternoon.
And in which direction did she say he went?
We don't know that one for now. But even that will be futile if we don't attach a ransom soon.
Ransom.
Primarily, it is meant to involve the people of this town. With money on the ground, I am sure people will be keen to respond. If not, our efforts will be similar to sweeping the streets with a broom at night.
Something tells me he is safe somewhere.
We will do our best. But we hope he returns by himself in his own time.
We hope so too. Thank you, DPO.
Oja revealed himself soon after Father and I returned from the police station.
I was the one that told you. Oja killed himself.
Head above water, his hands reaching out. The well had killed him. They hoisted him out of the water. I hear Daddy on the balcony.
God, why? God, why? God, why?
Daddy.
God, Jesus, Ben. Listen, from this moment on, you and Obembe will be strong men. You will be men who will look into the eyes of this world and order your ways and paths through it. And with the sort of courage your brothers had. Do you hear?
Yes, Daddy.
And so it began. Our revenge. You were in our room playing on your Game Boy. I couldn't hold it in any longer.
Ben, I know why our brothers died. Listen, remember that book written by the Igbo man? The people of Umofia were conquered because they were not united. The white men were the common enemy that would have easily been conquered if the tribe had fought as one. So do you see why our brothers died? Eh? The same way, because there was a division between them.
Yes.
But do you know why they were divided? Abulu's prophecy. Abulu's prophecy. Abulu killed our brothers. He's our enemy. I will kill Abulu.
Why would you do that?
I will do it for them. I want to do it for our brothers.
You're drinking beer now?
It's what you do when the stress of the world gets to you.
But you're only 10.
Are you going to tell mommy and daddy?
No. Obi, why must you kill the madman, eh? To kill a person, it's not easy.
Look at you. You have forgotten our brothers so soon.
I haven't. How can you say that?
Listen, Ben. We must kill Abulu, or else we cannot have peace. I cannot have peace, and Daddy and Mommy cannot have peace.
I had my reasons. Even you must remember the days after they found Boja in the well. Mommy was lost. We both saw her lying there on our kitchen floor.
Emma, I felt Boja standing in the kitchen while I cooked.
What are you saying? Just how, my friend? It's impossible.
How dare you? How dare you say this to me, Emma? Am I not the mother of those children? Can I not know when the spirit is disturbing me? You can pretend you are not listening, but you cannot pretend those children died the way they should have.
Emma, do you see the white cow grazing in the living room? What? What cow?
So, you can't see the cow? It's in grass over there.
Which cow, my friend?
Oh, Emma, you have gone blind, oh. So, you can't see the shiny white cow? They're grazing everywhere, Emma. Why can't you see them?
Will you shut up? What are you talking about? When did your children become cows? Grazing in our house?
Eh? Holy! Come. Leave me! Please. Let me watch the shiny white cows. Emma, don't please, touch me! Please. Where are you taking me?
I couldn't believe Daddy had Mommy admitted. 5 weeks. It felt like he betrayed her. He betrayed us. We didn't mind her grief.
She scared me. I could tell she was never going to be the same. A week after, we found it.
Found what?
On the top shelf of the sitting room display cabinet. Small polythene bag containing grey and fluffy ash, and on the label,
Boja Agu, 1982 to 1996. It was a sacrilege to Annie, goddess of the earth, for a person who committed suicide or fratricide to be buried.
At least we knew why we didn't know about Boja's funeral.
Because there wasn't one.
That was the last straw.
We didn't rejoice at the New Year fireworks.
He wanted to avenge our brother. And he wanted it done before the end of the school holidays.
The list of Abulu's evils are endless. It was he who caused Boja's body to be burned like trash. It was he who made our brothers fight and took them away with the river of red. It was he who took away Daddy's job. It was he who caused you and me to miss a school term. It was he who almost drove Mommy insane. It was he who caused our brother's possessions to be burned.
Ben, your turn.
It was he who caused Bojag to be found bloated like a balloon.
While his life has gone unscathed and untouched, he destroyed Daddy's map of dreams.
Yes, yes. It was he who bathed the spiders and cobwebs that invaded our home.
It was he, not Boja, who planted the knife in Ikenna's body.
Obembe,
what?
How do we kill Abulu?
We must conquer him in here, in our mind and on our paper, before we can conquer him in the flesh.
Okay, so what's the plan?
Here are my plans.
You're not serious. You have matchstick men on paper?
This is not art class. It's not about my drawings, it's about the execution.
Okay. What's your idea?
Okay. So the first is the David and Goliath plan, eh? We will stone him to death.
With what? Boulders?
A hunter sling, like David, with a stone to Abulu's temple.
How many boulders can you lift? Not to mention even throw.
You are right. Okay, plan A is void.
Now what is plan B?
Flip the paper over.
This came out of your mind?
The Okonkwo plan, after the story of things fall apart.
This is very scary.
So it's a good plan.
What if he fights? Or even stabs you first?
I would not want that.
Me neither. I think you should cross it out.
Eh? Oh boy, I only had two plans. I thought they were good enough. Okay, we must come up with a plan together, eh?
We felt like we thought of plans for days.
We did. Until Mommy returned and mentioned Canada.
Oh, Bembe. Benjamin. My princess. Your daddy's friend, Mr. Bayo, will be arriving soon to Nigeria. And promise to take the both of you with him to Canada.
Canada is one of the newest countries in the world, eh? The country has really developed over a short period of time and has even surpassed Britain. Eh?
It will be brilliant for you to be a part of that development, eh? It will soon become one of the most influential countries in this world, eh? Better than this useless and corrupt Nigeria.
I am leaving for Lagos right now. I am taking your photographs with me to apply for your travel passport. Bayo will have arrived in Nigeria by the time I return, and then we will go together to Lagos for your Canadian visas. He's a miracle-working God. He's a miracle-working God. He's an Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle-working God.
Mommy and Daddy want us to leave, Obe. What about our school?
If it is true we are going to Canada, then we must kill the madman as soon as possible. Eh? We have to find him quickly.
Obe, please. Eh? Let us forget the madman and we can go. We can go and start a new life in Canada.
I see. We go to Omiala River. Yes. Kill him like a fish with hooked fishing rods. Eh? He always sits under the mango tree where we first saw him. Yes. If we kill him there, no one will find out. Yes.
The fishing lines?
I will adapt them. Eh? They will be perfect.
What about Daddy? Eh? And our school with the white people?
And we have to get this done.
No, Obi. Let's not do it. Look, we are going to Canada. Let's not do this. Let's just go. We will grow up and then we will become like Chuck Norris. Eh? Or even Commando. And then we will come back here and shoot him.
You are a fool.
You don't know what you are saying. You want us to run away to Canada? Where is Ikenna? Where is Boja? You leave. I don't need your help. I will do it by myself.
Okay, no, Obe, I'll come with you.
You won't!
I still want to do it for our brothers too.
Listen. I want to go to Canada too. Eh? But if we go to Canada without doing this, we'll head it there. And we'll not be happy. Do you want to be unhappy?
No.
Me neither.
Okay, let us go. I want to do it.
Is that the truth?
Yes.
The truth?
Yes, the truth.
Okay. Let us go then. We trail behind our lines. Hook, lines, and sinkers. We are fishermen. Ben, we are about to avenge our brothers, Ikenna and Boja. Listen, do not be afraid, eh? We are doing the right thing, and God knows, we'll be free.
Let's do it quickly.
We will. Okay, go!
We ran out of our hiding place towards the river. Abulu was lying on his back, facing the sky, singing aloud.
The madman's eyes were closed.
We launched forward with a frantic cry.
Abulu still did not notice we were upon him.
The madman's eyes were closed.
We jabbed the hooks of our lines blindly at his chest. His face, his hands, his head, his neck, and everywhere we could see.
He flung his arms up to shield himself, running backwards, shouting and screaming.
The hooks sliced into his face, boring bleeding holes and ripping out chunks of his flesh every time we pulled out the hooks.
My eyes were mainly closed,
but they were open for the attack.
I saw pieces of flesh dripping from his body and blood everywhere streaming down, dripping off his torso.
The madman was in such panic.
He attacked him with all of our anger.
We kept hitting, pulling hooks and flesh.
Pulling,
striking,
screaming,
crying,
sobbing,
covered in blood and wailing like a child. Abulu fell backwards into the water in a large, wild splash. We watched his body being carried away.
Abulu, spluttering for breath, floated away in the water.
That's when we heard the voices behind us, speaking aloud in Hausa.
Hey,
we saw the silhouette of two men running towards us, torches flashing,
before I could move. One of them was there, holding my shorts from behind. The smell of alcohol was heavy on him. He wrestled me to the ground, calling to his friend in an unfamiliar.
I was calling you, brother, as I ran away. The other one was gaining on me.
The man held my left arm in a vice grip. In the struggle to wrestle myself free, I grabbed the fishing line and hit the man with the hook end with all of my strength. He cried out in searing pain. His torch fell down and lit up his boots.
They were soldiers assigned to patrol Omiala.
I ran away as far as I could, between houses and bush paths. And when I reached an old decrepit truck, I stopped and dropped to my knees, gasping for life, for air. As I stooped on the ground, I saw the soldier that chased you, now running back to the river. I ducked behind the truck, making sure he had not seen me. I waited, still, silent.
Obi, you got away.
I did. Just.
Where's your fishing hook?
I left it there.
Why?
It was stuck in the man's hand. He almost caught me. The soldier.
Okay.
So I hit him with it.
Okay. Listen. We'll hide my own fishing hook at the back of mommy's tomato garden.
I'm soaked in blood.
We are covered in Abulu's blooded flesh. Okay, don't worry. Don't worry. It is finished.
It is finished.
Take off your shirt. It's covered in blood. I will bury it. Go home. Clean yourself up. Go!
I tried to sneak into our compound, but I couldn't avoid him.
Who?
Pastor Collins.
Do you think he...
Ah! Fisherman!
Pastor Collins, when did you come?
I have been here a while. I came to see your mother. Where is your shirt?
Oh, it was the heat, Pastor. I was soaked in sweat. We've been playing football by a pitch by the public high school. I will just go to the bathroom now and clean up.
I want to pray for you before you leave.
Oh, okay, but I will just
kneel down for me.
Okay.
I ask, O Heavenly Father, that you help these children move on after the tragic events of last year. Help them to succeed in their quest to travel overseas and bless them in the way only you can.
Amen.
Make the official at the Canadian Embassy, grant them their visas. Oh God, for thou art able. For thou art able to make all things right.
Amen.
You know, oh God, how their mother has suffered so much, so much for these boys. You know all things, oh Lord. Wipe her tears. Wipe her tears, Jesus. Let her not have any cause to cry over her children again. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Benjamin. Now go and clean yourself.
When you returned from the back garden, you found me sitting in the bath with an untouched bucket of water.
Ben, don't worry. We did it. You know what it means? Esha, reckoning. I know that without it, our brothers will never forgive us. We could never be free. This water is a little too cold. It's your turn.
My hands are really shaky.
Hurry up.
I'm so cold.
I told you to be quick.
Obi, what did we do? What did we do?
Ben.
We shouldn't have killed you. We shouldn't
have killed you. Ben, shh. Hey, look me in the eyes. Look. Are you afraid? Eh? Why? We have achieved reckoning. Eh? Look. Father will come back tomorrow and take us to Mr. Bayo, and we'll go to Canada. Eh? Come, make we go lie down and sleep. Eh? Shh. No more tears.
Yes.
But listen. I have realized the possibilities. The soldiers can find us. I saw Mama Iyabo while I was running away from the soldiers. She recognized me at once. I almost knocked her down.
Why didn't you tell me this before?
Because I knew you would worry. Oh. We must leave. Leave. That's the only way. That's the only way we can protect ourselves and our parents, eh? Especially mommy.
Where would we go?
Anywhere, let's just go.
Obi, stop. Obi, stop.
Will you move from there? Get out of bed.
But I'm afraid, Obi. We should not have killed him.
Don't say this.
We shouldn't leave, Obi. I'm not going anywhere.
Listen,
no.
Listen. Bacha's soldiers are no nonsense. Eh? They will kill us.
They will kill us.
Quick. Hmm? Quick, I can hear mommy's voice. Hurry up. Come. Give me a hand.
Hurry up.
We have to go under.
I followed you.
Yes.
So you ran. And then I stopped.
Ben, what happened?
I want to go back.
What? Benjamin, are
no,
you
I
mad?
I want to go back.
Oh, come on!
No, don't return. Don't go, please. Just let me go by myself. I'll go by myself.
Okay, wait. Okay, wait. Please. It's me. It's your brother, eh? Please, let me hug you. Please.
Come here. Come here, please.
Don't leave me.
Fine.
Have it your way. Listen to me. Ben, if you won't come with me, tell them. Tell Daddy and Mommy that I ran.
No.
I ran away.
No. I will write to you.
I had to go.
I didn't want you to go. I chased you.
Obe!
I called aloud after you, chasing you. I tripped and fell.
Obe!
I called even louder, but there was no sound back. You had gone. After you ran, but even before, after our brothers died, I was no longer myself. I had never lived without my brothers, without knowing your leadership. When Ikenna and Boja died, you prevented me from the sense of loss where I might have broken down by always talking to me. And then, all of a sudden, you were also gone. And all I could do was just think of you running. Your rucksack on your back. You must have got tired. You must have become thirsty. Obi, did you run on with fear? Or did you think about me? Were you thinking about me? I woke up the next morning to the sound of gunshots in the air. People shouting, hands banging on doors, people rushing around. 6 soldiers were banging at our gate. Once Daddy opened, they shoved him out of the room. They stamped their boots through our house. In the hall, I could hear Mommy.
Please, officers, they're innocent.
The door to our room was being booted. So I unlatched the door and was arrested. Because of my age, the judge deemed me unworthy of life imprisonment or capital punishment and not worthy of juvenile prison because I had committed murder.
I hereby sentence you, Benjamin Azikwe Agu, to 8 years confinement without familial contact until you shall reach the societal proved maturity age of 18. This court is hereby dismissed.
Prison policy allowed a preacher to visit inmates. Evangelist Ajayi, he came every fortnight or so, and it was through him that I knew of what was happening in the outside world. He was the one that told me, a week before I was told I'd be released, that in spirit of the first ever transition of military to civilian rule in Nigeria, Governor Olusegun Agagu had decided to free some prisoners. father told me my name atop the list.
So here you are.
Here I am. And so are you.
All I could think about was you.
Really?
All the time. I'm surprised I wasn't suspected of taking a new lover.
So you're a lover now?
I have done many things whilst you. Since we have been apart.
Lucky you.
I wasn't happy.
I'll take your word for it.
Hey. I have to go. It was good to see you. Brother.
Can't you face?
What?
What you have to do.
Face mommy and daddy? No. I am to be blamed.
Why do you want to take on the full blame?
Because I told Ikenna what Abulu said. But I will live with it.
We are all living with it. I too conjured the curse, the prophecy, into motion. It was me that said we should behead Mama Yabo's chicken.
But I can't do it.
We can do it together. Obi, please. Yeah? It's me. Ben, your brother.
I can't.
Do you hear me?
I can't.
Will you come home?
Iyo go go. Kind in a cabishop on a five cola. Iye ne we mi we bunefe makorako. Mwa buna fone. Mwa ulio. Iyo go.
Ben was played by David Alade, Obembe by Valentine Olukoga, and Ikenna and Abulu by Michael Ajawu. The Fisherman is a novel by Chigozie Obioma, adapted by Bolahan Obisheson. Original music was by Adam P. McCready. It was directed by Jack McNamara based on his New Perspective stage production and produced by Polly Thomas with Ravel Shade Fairman. The Fisherman is a co-production between Naked Productions and New Perspectives for BBC Radio 3.
And you can find more editions of Drama on 3 available now on BBC Sounds.
Radio 3 celebrates one of the most remarkable composers of the 20th century, Igor Stravinsky. Immerse yourself in Stravinsky's sound world with a day of programmes and performances to mark 50 years since his death. Discover the greatest recordings and his only full-length opera. Explore how his music continues to resonate today and lose yourself in a river of music encompassing his greatest works and forgotten gems. Stravinsky Day on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds. Next Saturday from 9 in the morning.
It's 10 to 9 and it's time now here on Radio 3 to join Hannah French for Record Review Extra.
Hello, good evening, happy Easter. And as the Christian Church celebrates moving from darkness to light, that's exactly how we begin with our first piece this evening. Cecilia McDowell's motet, God is Light.